a great way of connecting children with where their food comes from, and getting them to try new things is to garden with them. It's just a really, really great connector for children. And so Gen H Kids began working with a lot of community volunteers and different organizations on this project that we call Healthy Seeds. And it's a school garden project. And we've planted a number of school gardens around town. Some of these have been taken over by other individuals over the years. Some of them have been fully embraced by the schools themselves, and the schools just operate them year after year. We just planted 4 new school gardens in the school district 186 just this spring. And what we do with these gardens is we bring the kids out. We teach them about planting, obviously. We also teach them basic agriculture. We teach them about the vegetables, you know, what we've planted, what it's going to grow, what it does to nourish their body. And then they take over the responsibility for watering and weeding. And we come back in. We talk to them about it. We've got a nice garden curriculum that we work on with the kids. And at the end, we harvest those gardens with the kids. And it's really interesting to watch children who maybe didn't know what certain vegetables were, but certainly hadn't tried certain vegetables, dive into the things that they've grown. So it's really a good indication to us that the children want to know where their food comes from. And we're primarily a K through 6 initiative right now. And that's such an exciting time in a child's life. You can really get them engaged in where did their food come from and what does it taste like and sort of some challenges you can give them to try new things.
So you're also starting a community garden as well.
Well, about 6 months ago, I began getting approached by, you know, very disparate members of the community and different organizations saying, you know, has Gen H Kids ever considered doing a community garden? And of course we had. I have a tremendous interest in community gardens. It's been something that had been on our to-do list for a long period of time because the benefits of community gardens, of urban agriculture, really, have been documented in other communities around the country. The areas immediately surrounding a community garden tend to see a decrease in crime. They tend to see an increase in mental health, increased satisfaction from those community members in where they live. It connects people to one another. You begin to know your neighbor. You begin to talk to your neighbor. So there are a lot of benefits to a community garden that go beyond just feeding yourself. And yet that's the most important piece. Actually, we used to feed ourselves out of Victory Gardens. We used to feed our families out of Victory Gardens. Not you and me personally. We're too young. But, you know, our grandparents certainly did. Our parents probably were aware of those Victory Gardens at some point in their life. And it's a really, really good way for families to very economically supplement their family's dinner plate. So what Gen H Kids really wanted to do was start the first community garden. But we wanted it to be a true community garden, not a Gen H Kids garden, which is why the name of it is Seeds of Possibility. It's not Gen H Kids garden, it's Seeds of Possibility, because I think that this is the first seed of what we see in our minds. It's a first step towards multiple community gardens in East Springfield.
Tell us where this community garden will be going.
We began looking at different plots in East Springfield. There's so much land available over there. And you don't need much land. I mean, this studio right here that I'm sitting in could produce enough in 3 seasons. And you really could get 3 full seasons in Springfield. Would produce enough for me to supplement my family's dinner table for a year. And we found what we thought was what we think is a really good spot right next to Central Counties Health Centers, which is at about 22nd and Cook. They own 2 acres of land over there that's being unused. And so through a series of conversations with their board of directors and their executive director, we agreed that Gen H Kids would be granted use of that land. So we then began talking to the other neighbors. There's an Assemblies of God church that is just to the east of that plot. And to the north of it is Washington Middle School. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just perfectly situated. It's very highly visible, and yet it's protected as well. So after signing a land use agreement, quote unquote, very fancy way of saying, yes, you can use our plot. We're not using it. Go ahead, build a garden. And we have a little bit of a build it and they will come philosophy about this whole thing.
So give us a little bit of a picture here of what these plots will look like.
Well, we're going to be providing families with 5x10 plots that become theirs. So we're plowing it up. We're going to divide it up. We have all the expertise. I've hired a wonderful man, George Sinclair, to oversee this project. And he is Gen H Kids Garden Coordinator, and it is his job. And he's assembled a great team of volunteers because most of the people in my organization are volunteers. I'm a volunteer. He's assembled a great team of volunteers who have all the expertise in the world that is needed to make this successful. We've already plowed it up, and families sign up for their own piece of this property that's ready to go. And we have seeds available, and we can take them stepwise through the process of planting for spring, planting for summer, and then planting for, you know, a cold weather harvest late in the season.
And earlier you were saying that this land might also be used kind of as a community space for events even maybe.
Yeah. I mean, we have a long range vision for it. You know, those funding streams will arise as this success of this grows. But there are a couple things that we're going to do right out of the starting gate. Todd Green with Green Automotive has very, very generously donated to Gen H Kids for what we're calling the Garden of Eden. And it's going to be a section of the garden that Gen H Kids takes responsibility for food production with. So for those families who maybe don't sign up and get a garden plot this year or didn't know about it early enough to get a harvest in, but who feel like they would really like to find ways to supplement their nutrition, that will be available for anyone who's hungry or in need to come and harvest and utilize that food. It'll also serve as our teaching space. That's where we will teach other gardeners what to plant in, to put in, and when, and so forth. So that Garden of Eden, I think, is going to be a really important piece of what we do.
And so fill us in on how many plots are available and the costs.
Well, our goal for this year is to get 100 families showed up. Now, 2 acres of land, theoretically, we could have somewhere between 400 and 500 plots eventually. I doubt that we would have that much interest this first year. I think interest will grow as the years tick past. So, you know, if we can get 100 families to show up and want a plot this year, that to me would be a successful first year for this garden. If we have 200 families show up, believe me, we will trench enough to – we'll go ahead and plow up enough to have 200 plots for families. The cost really is very, very minimal. It's $10 to have your space for the entire year. So that's 3 seasons. That includes, you know, access to the tools, to the water, to the seeds, to the expertise and all of that. So it's a very, very nominal cost that just, you know, goes in the kitty and helps offset things.